From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In addition to sanctions imposed on North Korea by the UN Security Council, the United States Treasury Department has now identified two North Korean officials it too will sanction. A department statement says that Kim Jong-sik and Ri Pyong-chol are key leaders of North Korea's unlawful weapons programs. Since U.S. President Donald Trump declared Jerusalem as Israel's capital and Washington's plan to move the U.S. embassy there, relations between Israelis and Palestinians are said to have worsened, as VOA's Jesu Simon-Oni reports.
Since then, violent confrontations between Palestinians and Israelis have erupted, resulting in 12 deaths and hundreds of Palestinians detained.
We're used to being repressed by the occupation. They're always trying to silence us and to keep us from raising our flag. We are here to tell them that our message is very clear. Jerusalem is our eternal capital.
Right-wing lawmaker Oren Hazan was among an Israeli group protesting Hamas Monday. The group temporarily blocked buses taking relatives of Palestinian soldiers to an Israeli jail. Hazan boarded the bus, hurling insults at the families.
We will kick you out of here. Force and violence will not help anymore. Force and violence will not work anymore. You don't scare us and don't deter us. We will wash your ugly smiles off your faces. We don't care about you, and if you won't understand when we talk nicely, you'll understand with force. And if we decide to operate with force, it will hurt you.
Hamas, the dominant militant group in the Gaza Strip, condemned Israel's conduct following the confrontation.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 40 Syrian rebel groups say that they will not attend Russian-sponsored peace talks next month in Sochi, saying that it is alarming Russia circumventing the UN peace process. Rebels say the mediator is in peace talks has to be a neutral and honest broker. They say Russia, as Syria's most powerful ally, is not. The Syrian government has said it will attend. Liberians are now awaiting the final vote tally for the West African country's next presidential runoff election, which could take days. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai competed Tuesday to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Less than a year in office, U.S. President Donald Trump has reshuffled the list of priorities on who among the country's refugees, undocumented immigrants, and immigrant hopefuls get to stay in the United States or enter in the first place. As VOA's Ramon Taylor reports, for the many affected, 2017's decisions and reversals have led to a year upheaval.
Under the premise of securing the country's borders and boosting the economy, have come as a blessing to President Trump's base and anathema to millions more, among them undocumented millennial workers brought to the U.S. as children, beneficiaries of temporary protected status, refugees, and travelers from several mostly Muslim countries. In diverse cities like New York, many spoke out.
This is about Trump consolidating power through fear. It has nothing to do with making us safe.
They're just in fear of us, and they should not be, because we are stronger all together.
But the hope of establishing a future in the U.S. has become more uncertain. After a year of court battles, Trump's travel order is for now in effect for travelers from eight countries, six of them majority Muslim.
Two Reuters journalists under arrest in Myanmar since earlier this month will spend another 2 weeks in jail. A court agreed with prosecutors' request Wednesday to impose a second 14-day detention on Wa Lone and Kia So-u on suspicion of violating Myanmar's Secrets Act. The pair were covering the military's brutal campaign against ethnic Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State at the time of their arrest. Wednesday's court date was the first public appearance on the two men since they were taken into custody 15 days ago. Pani Mon is Walone's wife.
I've been going crazy. I never expected anything like this, as he has never broken any laws in his life. I believe in his morality, and that's why I'm worried.
Walone maintained that he and his partner violated no laws and assured the relatives they have not been mistreated. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.